We're continuing with Mein Marom about prayer. בהעמק עיוננו בערכה של תפילה ורוממות מהותה, יסולקו מעל הדרך כל ההפרעות הללו. If we delve into, if we focus, analyze and understand the value of prayer and how exalted is the essence of prayer is, so then our paths will be clear of all of these disturbances. הנה הזמן בו מוצא עצמו האדם מאושר באמת הוא הזמן שבו מחדש איזה דבר. Man finds true joy when man finds true innovation. When man feels he has something unique, when a person feels like he invented something, he created something, he's accomplished something new, that's when a person has happiness, that's when a person feels success. For some people, it's when they make $1 million. For the next guy, it's when he fixes his wife's car. For the third guy, it's when he writes down E equals MC squared. Different people have different areas where they get that satisfaction. But we feel satisfaction and happiness when we feel like we've accomplished something new. Yodea az shu chayo poel. That's when a person senses he's alive. He is active. He is affecting the world. Ela shachrei avor hazman ahu, yeshuv lamatzav v'yitratzut. But it doesn't last. Meaning you can invent something, you can initiate something, and then you come back to that point where you look at the world and you're dissatisfied. It doesn't last. Lu hayta metziut shel shtifat zirmo chidushim, chidush achar chidush kenar sheino posek, uchemayan hamitgaber, lo haya benimtza shum rogez, vechei adam hayu shalshet shelosh olamim. If there existed a flow of constant innovation, if a person were able to constantly create, if life would be a stream that constantly overflows, you wouldn't find anger. Man's life would be a consistent stream of pleasure. מתוך כך עומדים אנו על מהותה של ההוויה כולה. When we understand that, we understand the essence of the world, שמלבד התחדשותה בראשית יצירתה, גם מתחדשת היא מרגע לרגע. The world, in a certain sense, has constant innovation. It's not just creation that began in the beginning of time. מפני שזהו עונג הדר עליון נמשך כך גם בהוויה, being that this, so to speak, is an exalted pleasure, so the world continues with that existence. ונוהג כוח חידוש זה בין ברוכניות בין בגשמיות. And so this force, this desire to innovate, to create, to propel forward, this desire exists in the world in the spiritual sense, in the physical sense. I would touch on this and say an example of this is that every person in this room senses that they're unique. Every person feels like I'm special. I know everyone else thinks they're special, but I'm really special. And no one wants to say that to everyone else. You don't want to tell everyone else, I know you think you're special, but you don't really understand how special I am. But that's an important feeling. That's that feeling of uniqueness that propels us to express that uniqueness.
Of course, it's true.
And it's true. But it is true. Fine. It could be. It doesn't have to be. That desire for creation, for innovation, for the expression of my uniqueness is a positive desire. It's a desire to create. הרי מי שיש לו מנה רוצה 200. היינו שמשתוקק לדברים חדשים אצל עצמו. When a person has $1 million, he wants 2 million. Meaning, he wants the thrill of something new. We all want that. Well, it's a good thing that we're not complacent. It's a good thing that we want to innovate. Yes?
In the right area. Right? Sure.
I didn't hear.
I said in the right area.
Yeah. He's not talking about greed.
The negative is the wanting more and more. It seems like it's you have 1 million, you want 2 million, but it's not actually greed that you want.
It could be, right, but he's looking at the positive side of it. You're right that, like Mr. Fleisch pointed out, unchecked, you can end up in the wrong places, this desire for innovation. I could give you an example of it, but let's leave it for now. Obviously, just because it stems from a desire for innovation, which is a positive thing, doesn't mean that it won't lead us to the negative. You're right. I think that greed, like every trait, is a trait that is negative because of where it's applied, even greed. There are areas where greed is correct. And that's, with regards to this, it's also going to be a question of where it's applied.
Right. Yeah, I'm saying... what's healthy, right? It's like the desire for love is healthy if you find it in an illicit...
Right. Yeah. I think greed is a question of application. Where do I apply this?
So he's actually making a distinction between a certain desire and the way it's applied.
He's not going there. Ephraim asked. I'm saying he's discussing a basic human component. There's the desire to create, to innovate, to affect. And that motivates us, right. But now he's giving us the flip side. Notice the beautiful philosopher in Rav Chalap. Ha'anacha shekol tchila yesh sof yamvi'a li'itnaged la'emet shel chidush ha'olam. The thought that everything that starts has an end, that causes us to try and argue against the world being a new world. Hashem created this world. Ulam kol ze yesh lo makom lefi havana shitchit shel chidush nitchadesh umni az mitkayem ha'olam min hakodem. Omnam lefi ha'emet shaveya kulam mitchadeshet tamid en makom lemaskanot ka'elu ki tamid hi b'rananut hitchadshuta ki ba'ota nekuda shetchilat sha'at hitchadshuta. Rav Chalap is touching on many points now in this paragraph. Part of our frustration is that we know there's an end. We know there's an end to life. We know there's an end to every good time. We know there's an end to everything. And that causes us, to some degree, to deny the fact that there's constantly a renewal in the world. But that's, if I look back and say, the world was created. And then I say, wait a second, but everything has an end. So who says the world was created? If the world was created, it has to have an end. If God created, then God has to have an end. We have a difficulty with that because we want to look back and say there was a start point. But if you look at the world and say every minute is a start point, every second, mechadesh b'tuvo b'chol yom tamid, every second is a second of creation. So then there is constant rejuvenation. And just like there was that split second of the beginning, well, every second has an element of creation within it. And he's talking now not to the logic, but to the emotion. Our frustration with a starting moment is that then there's an ending moment. But if we can look at the world and realize that every moment is a starting moment, then we can have an easier time with this idea that there's a starting moment to the world because there's a constant starting moment. Now, an easy application of that is every second there's a baby born. What do you mean?
Because we can look at, you know, like Kabbalah is kids for the week.
Very nice.
Not my original idea.
Very nice.
Wow.
Really? Okay. Okay, we got two more paragraphs till then. This idea. Okay. Okay. Ciuro shel adam poel arbe al tchunotav. The way we envision the world affects us greatly. Vegam al peulotav, it affects our traits. If I look at the world and I say this is a cruel world, this is an unfair world, that affects my personality. It also affects my actions. And if you look closely, you will see that the way you perceive the world affects who you are tremendously. לכן אילו היה מצויר חליל הציור שהוא הפך מן האמת הברורה של חידוש העולמים, that's why if a person could think the opposite of the truth and tell himself the world isn't a new world, it hasn't been created, מוכח שכיוון שמצייר גם את עצמו כבלתי מתחדש שהתקיימו בו בתכונותיו, כל ההנחיות שעל הדברים הבלתי מתחדשים. So then a person says the world didn't start from, there is no starting point, but then I'm also not rejuvenated. It's an old world, it's an ancient world, it continues being the way it always was, but that also precludes from me innovation. Part of a starting point, says Rav Chalap, is that every moment is a starting point. And if this is an ancient world, then I'm an ancient being, and my attitude to the world is that what was will always be, and then my capacity to innovate ends. Think about that. We have to pause to switch rooms, to be continued.